Z-Trim Appetite Control is perfect for taking the edge off hunger.
I lost 6 pounds the first week and never felt hungry.
I lost a full pant size.
I've lost 15 pounds in 2 months without dieting.
Without dieting.
You're hearing the success stories of people who have discovered Z-Trim Appetite Control. Developed by the USDA, all-natural Z-Trim helps you feel satisfied before you eat more than you should.
I can breeze through work without distracting hunger pains.
I don't have to exercise and I still eat the foods that I love.
Z-Trim Appetite Control is a healthy way to help manage your weight regardless of diet or exercise.
I simply take 2 capsules before each meal.
Z-Trim Appetite Control is fantastic.
For people who need to manage their weight with limited physical activity, Z-Trim provides a naturally healthy option.
To order Z-Trim Appetite Control capsules made with USDA-developed Z-Trim, go to ztrim.com. That's ztrim.com. And enter the code word NATURAL for a 10% listener discount. Or call 1-877-MY-Z-Trim. The only thing you have to lose is weight.
Good evening, truth seekers. I think I can say that, can't I? It's the Mike Malloy Show right here on the Nova M Radio Network. My name is Jeff Farias. I'll be sitting in for Mike Malloy for the next 3 hours here on the program, broadcast out over the Nova M Radio Network. Some of you are listening to us on Sirius. Apparently we got that up and running this week. We're thrilled about that. 1-800-989-1480, that's the phone number if you choose to join the conversation at any point this evening. And that will largely determine what tonight's show is going to be about. I like doing caller-driven radio. I like hearing from you. I like having conversations on the airwaves. And we'll discover some things together. I'd like to start off with some good news, though. There's lots of bad news in the world. But here's a bit of good news came across my desk this morning. We are just about off the air this morning with the Dr. Mike Newcomb show. When we got word from our friendly neighbors in the north, Madison, Wisconsin, had some great news to announce. The Clear Channel Radio says it will keep its Air America affiliate on the air instead of switching the progressive talk format to sports come January 1st. Citing the overwhelming negative reaction to the planned change, the nation's number one operator of radio stations said it would keep the mic 92.1 FM on the air as a progressive talk station. The planned change to Fox Sport Radio, announced 3 days after the November 7th election, had sparked outrage in Madison, Wisconsin. Thousands of people protested the end of their favorite station through emails, phone calls, and a signed petition delivered this week. A rally last week drew 500 people and politicians such as Mayor Dave, Cieslewicz. If anybody from Madison wants to correct me, I'd certainly appreciate it. The mayor of Madison and U.S. Representative Tammy Baldwin, a Democrat of Wisconsin, both attended the rally and denounced the decision. A quote from the Clear Channel marketing manager, Jeff Tyler, "We were overwhelmed by the recent outpouring of support for a progressive talk format from the public, some of our community leaders, and dedicated local advertisers. We deeply appreciate the local business leaders who are pledging their advertising support. They are playing an enormous role in helping to keep progressive talk on the air in the community." So hats off to all those folks in Madison, the people who stood up and got their station back, got their progressive voice back on the air. The article mentions a Valerie Wallacek, a 28-year-old listener who organized many of those protests. I have a friend I made up there, Aldous Tyler. I'm sure he was involved in this action as well. Anyway, congratulations to all you folks on there keeping the progressive voice on the airwaves in Madison, Wisconsin. Boy, if there's ever a place that that should have a progressive voice on the airwaves, it's Madison, Wisconsin. What a great town. Know it quite well. Traveled through there, played through there a number of times as a performing musician. Love Madison, Wisconsin. Actually, I have some family attending Madison right now, a freshman, a niece of my lovely wife and I's, is up there as we speak. So Yeehaw, Madison. Great news. Great news for all of you folks. Anyway, look, I want to talk to you folks tonight. I just want to hear what's on your mind. There's lots of great news on there. We can focus on that. We can talk about whatever you want to talk about, though. Some other good news popped up yesterday in the state of New Jersey. Governor Corzine signed in the New Jersey's civil unions law. So now people of all sexual persuasions, you are allowed to have a civil union is the first step toward gay marriage in New Jersey. So congratulations on that. We're really thrilled that happened. Interesting list was put out by the good folks over at Center for American Progress that I'd like to share with you this holiday season. It's a naughty and nice list from the Progress Report. And let me just run through a few of these and see what you think. The Progress Report is on hiatus, they say, to fight the war on Christmas full time. They'll be back after the holidays, but here's their naughty and nice list. First up, naughty, Virgil Good, R. Virginia for attacking incoming Rep. Keith Ellison, the first Muslim elected to Congress. Nice, Representative Keith Ellison for still wanting to be friends with Virgil Good. I got a piece of that audio I can play for you. It was Keith Ellison handled this. Representative Ellison handled this with the utmost in class, and I was thrilled to see his response. Naughty, the 109th Congress for doing nothing. Nice, the 110th Congress for promising to work 5 days a week. Isn't that amazing? Our representatives are actually planning on working this time through. Isn't that wonderful? Nice, Nancy Pelosi for becoming the first female Speaker of the House. Naughty, the Capitol for having no woman's restroom in the Speaker's office. Naughty, President Bush for refusing to see Al Gore's documentary, An Inconvenient Truth. Nice to participate.net for giving teachers 50,000 free copies of An Inconvenient Truth that were rejected by the National Science Teachers Association after apparent pressure from Exxon and the oil industry advocates. Naughty, the 109th Congress for failing to raise the minimum wage and allowing it to fall to its lowest level since 1955. Of course, lowest level relative to inflation and all those other economic indicators. Nice, voters in Ohio, Missouri, Montana, Nevada, Arizona, Colorado for raising the minimum wage in their states. Nice, owner of Fox, Rupert Murdoch, for not subjecting America to 2 hours of the O.J. Simpson story. Naughty Fox owner Rupert Murdoch for subjecting America to a 3-hour Bill O'Reilly Christmas marathon. Naughty Rush Limbaugh for falsely accusing Michael J. Fox of exaggerating symptoms of Parkinson's disease and then refusing to apologize. Nice, that would be Michael J. Fox for speaking out about the need for embryonic stem cell research and not giving a damn what Limbaugh thought about him. Nice, Tom DeLay for engaging Americans by starting a blog. I don't know if you've seen Tom DeLay's blog, but I recommend you check it out. It's good for a laugh, if nothing else. Naughty Tom DeLay for having someone else ghostwrite his blog. What do we got? Page two. Nice, William Cullen for inventing the refrigerator. Naughty William Jefferson from Louisiana for using his refrigerator to store $90,000 in cash. Naughty the expert at the Exxon-funded Competitive Enterprise Institute, who said that the best policy regarding global warming is to neglect it. Nice, the state of California, for doing something about it. Naughty former Rep. Bob Ney, Ohio, blaming everyone but himself for his legal problems. Nice, the federal district court in Ohio, blaming Bob Ney. Last, not least, naughty Larry King for never using the internet. And nice, you, because you do. So that's our naughty and nice list from our good friends at the Center for American Progress. Hey, there's a phone caller. I promise the waits will be short, folks, tonight. Get online. We'll talk to you. I only got one guest planned today. I'm going to speak with one of my heroes, Medea Benjamin, is going to join us at the bottom of this hour. One or two segments, depending on her time. Obviously, it's a busy time of year for everyone. So we'll be hearing from Medea about Code Pink's plans in the upcoming year. And the rest of the time, it's just me and you, folks. If I get a lot of phone calls, that's all we'll do all night. We'll just talk to one another. We'll have a great time. First up is Terry in Phoenix. Terry, welcome to the program.
Yeah, hello, Jeff. I've noticed on the shows a lot of people that call in and are upset about Bush planning to raise the number of troops in Iraq, Baghdad,
yeah.
And saying we can't do anything about it. Well, there's certain we can do. Now, whether we will do about it, I don't know. But we certainly can, as people of the United States, do something about it, and that is call a national general strike until the Congress impeaches Bush and Cheney. So when you hear there's nothing we can do, the president can do what he wants. No, we can call a national general strike and force the Congress to impeach him. Now I know it won't happen, but don't when some, next time you hear somebody say there's nothing we can do. Yeah, there's something we can do.
Well, also getting in touch with your representative. You have two senators and one congressman, and if you sent them a postcard or an email or a fax every single day demanding that they stop Bush's war, you know, that will have an effect, believe me. If they didn't get the message on November 7th, I think we got to keep pounding it at them.
Now, there's something else, a more practical thing we can do, and that is send Dennis Kucinich a larger campaign contribution that we can afford to force, because we can turn him into this election's Howard Dean. If you notice, John Kerry said, I voted for this war until I saw how much money Howard Dean had, and then I voted against it.
Yeah.
And if Dennis Kucinich has the money to run commercials, hopefully you'll have him on the station and talk, and hope Mike Malloy will have him on. He can force Hillary Clinton out of her pro-war stand. Like I say, so if people want to do something to help stop the war immediately, the best bang for the buck right now is send as large a contribution you can to Dennis Kucinich, so he can be a counterweight, at least in commercial time, on air spots to Hillary.
I think that's an excellent point, Terry, and thanks a lot for your call today. That's a great idea. You know what? You want to force the politicians to take this seriously? Get behind Dennis Kucinich. They'll take it very seriously, folks. They'll take it deadly seriously. If all of a sudden they see all the monies on the Internet is headed toward the most vocal war opponent in Dennis Kucinich. Hey, folks, we'll be right back. Just got a few more seconds till break. Rich in New Jersey's holding. We'll get to you, Rich, right on the other side of the break, and we'll take your calls in the order they come in as quickly as I can get to them, folks. We'll be right back. It's the Mike Malloy Show on the Nova M Radio Network, 1-800-989-1480. Yeah, it's Christmas time, baby. That's James Brown's Funky Christmas. James Brown will be with us all night long. We're going to have James Brown Christmas Return to Music for the duration of the Mike Malloy Show here tonight, or as long as we can stand it. Let's jump back Christmas Hill. All right, folks. It's the Mike Malloy Show. I'm Jeff Farias, sitting in for Mike Malloy tonight, based here in Phoenix, the flagship station of Nova M Radio. I do a show on the weekends here in Phoenix called the Truth to Power Hour. You can check out my website at truthtopowerhour.com. Let's get right back to the phones. Rich in New Jersey. Rich, welcome to the program. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, Jeff. Thanks. You're doing a great job sitting in for Mike Malloy.
Thank you, sir.
Him and Randy Rose, I'm just new to you, but him and Randy Rose to me are the best things that ever happened to progressive radio.
I couldn't agree
with
you.
And I know
more.
You're really honored to sit in for him. Listen, I want to give you a nomination to add to that naughty list there, okay?
Sure.
This is breaking in the last 2 days, I believe. It's been covered by Blue NC Blog on the Internet, as well as Eschaton Atrio site. Eschaton, he picked it up as well.
Mm-hmm.
This wacko from the 8th Congressional District in North Carolina,
Virgil,
his name is Robin Hayes.
Oh, Robin Hayes. Yeah, I did see that one.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how you missed not getting on that naughty list. I mean, I think he's more insane than good, okay?
Yeah.
You checked out what he said, right?
Yeah, so I talked about that a little bit this morning. I was filling in for Newcomb show on the morning show, morning drive here. Yeah,
the idea that our soldiers are going to be over there now to convert all the Muslims to Christianity.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, that's going to help us heal relations with the Muslims in Iraq and the Middle East.
Yeah, yes, they went on to say they need to understand Christ's message of peace on earth and good world toward men.
Right.
While we're blowing up their cities and leaving the place in ruins.
That's
going to show them Christ's love. Yep. Yeah, unbelievable.
So do me a favor. Add that to the list there, okay?
I will. Hey,
see if we can find somebody nice to counterbalance that. I'm scratching my head, though. because it didn't sound like it was one for one that you were putting on that list. Naughty
yeah.
and nice.
No.
Now we got to come up. Maybe one of the other calls will come from somebody nice to counterbalance Robin Hayes on that nice
there
and naughty list.
Hey, that's a great thread for callers. I want to ask, throw that out to everybody out there. Who's on your naughty and nice list? And if you just go one or the other, that's fine. Call, give us a call. Let us know who you think should be added to that list. Hey, how are things out in Jersey tonight, Rich?
Well, I'll tell you what. You know, I got to tell you, I listen to Jersey's pretty rainy tonight.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to have any snow here, so I guess there is no. But there's no such thing as global warming, of course.
No.
Our weather's been unbelievable. We haven't had any days yet to this point that, without the wind chill factor, got into the single numbers. And
mm-hmm.
that's real unusual for this time of year here.
Wow.
We should have at least a couple of days where it's overnight 9 or 10 degrees, okay? But we haven't had those, except if you factor in the wind chill factor.
Mm-hmm.
So Jeff, nobody's going to tell me that Al Gore wasn't right. And nobody's going to tell me that George Bush isn't an imbecile for not at least showing a little bit of intellectual curiosity in watching that movie.
Right. He wouldn't even look at the movie. If you don't believe global warming is real, just ask Allstate Insurance. I don't know if you saw this story today, Rich. It just came by late this afternoon. But apparently Allstate has decided they're not writing any more insurance policy in coastal areas. Because of the seas warming, because of the chance of hurricanes, they've stopped writing policies in the Carolinas, in New York, in parts of Texas on the water, no longer writing policies in eastern Virginia or all of Connecticut, Delaware, and New Jersey.
Well, that's great news for me because I only live 15 miles inland, so
yep.
I better start thinking about relocating.
Yeah, you can't get any Allstate insurance, so they know there's global warming because they're not insuring anybody who lives near the water anymore.
Thanks for the heads up on the weather conditions here.
Hey, thanks a lot, Rich. Take care.
Take care, Jeff. Bye.
Bye. Yeah, he mentioned this rain word. We're experiencing something really strange here in Phoenix, too. There are these droplets of water falling from the sky, and it just sends the entire city into mass confusion down here. People are not sure how to drive anymore. It just drives the folks nuts. But it is actually raining in Phoenix. That's about as close as we get to a wet Christmas, maybe. Not necessarily a white Christmas, but we get a little moisture in the air. It changes everything. It's kind of odd to live in a place. I lived in the Midwest for a number of years, grew up on the East Coast. It's really odd to live in a place where rainy days are the days you kind of look forward to. We go months and months without ever seeing a drop of rain, and it's a joyous time when it rains out here for us. So, hey, folks, I'm Jeff Ferris. I'm sitting in for Mike Malloy tonight. 1-800-989-1480. That's the phone number. Give us a call. We got a few calls during the break. There's a little confusion out there on folks listening to us on Sirius. Apparently, it's going black during the break. Don't worry about it. We're still here. We're still on the air. The breaks are just a few minutes long. Hang in there. I'll be right with you. And I'm here to take your calls. I want to know what's on your mind tonight. We're going to have Medea Benjamin at the bottom of the hour. And then the rest of the night, it's just you and me, folks. I want to hear what you want to talk about. Add to our naughty and nice list if you can. We'll be right back. Yes, there's nothing like the traditional James Brown funky Christmas. I love James Brown. Way, way back when you were just a young lad, Ian, when CDs technology first came out, the first CD I ever bought was the best of James Brown. Love James Brown. Happy to share him with you this Christmas holiday. Hey, we got a really special guest on the line with us in the next segment. The co-founder of Global Exchange, an organization that works tirelessly to combat the problem that is corporate globalization, and also one of the founders of Code Pink, one of the leading voices against the Iraq War. We're joined by Medea, one of my heroes, Medea Benjamin. Medea, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks so much for having me on.
Great to talk to you today. I want to backtrack just a couple of weeks and talk a little bit about John Bolton and the fact that the day he was gone, you and Cindy Sheehan and a group of others were on trial in New York for trying to present a petition to him.
What a threatening thing to bring diplomatic petition.
What a scary thing. And I guess you were eventually charged with trespassing, but all the other charges were thrown out, and it just ended up being just sort of a big waste of the public's time and money, I guess, right?
Well, can you imagine 6 days of a jury trial with police officer after police officer and security guard and high-paid people that work in the U.S. mission to the U.N. coming in to have to talk about this ridiculous case?
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. But the good news is John Bolton is gone. So, and they did actually accept your petition after
all. Well, that was the funniest thing. After they came down with the verdict of trespassing, our first reaction is, let's go back and deliver the petition.
Wow. And it worked. They took it. So that's great news. And congratulations on putting that chapter behind you.
And we're more long-lasting than John Bolton is.
There you go.
Say, he's on his way out.
He's now looking for employment. I guess and that's pretty scarce these days for all of the Republican cronies, as there aren't that many jobs on K Street.
Really? Sucked up by these corporations that want to use their connections?
Well, there's a lot more of them, I think, than anyone anticipated out there competing for those same jobs. So that wingnut welfare isn't quite
And after the last election, there sure are a lot of them.
Yep, so that's good news all around. So I was looking at the Code Pink website, and of course, for our listeners who aren't familiar, it's at CodePink4peace.org, and it looks like you got a big event planned for New Year's out there in San Francisco. Tell our listeners a little bit about that.
Well, we do. We were thinking after the elections, hey, you know, we got to celebrate. And so we put together this great Party for Peace. We have two wonderful congresswomen from around the Bay Area, Barbara Lee and Lynn Woolsey, who are going to come.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a great lineup now of not only the political folks from the Bay Area, but also great musicians who are volunteering their time, and comedians, and drummers, and puppeteers, and all kinds of things going on. So it's going to be a great time.
Oh, that's great. So if anybody wants to check out that event and be a part of it, they can get a ticket by going onto your website. Is that correct?
That's right. And a simpler way to say our website, there's another way to get to it, and it's codepinkalert.org.
Oh, okay. That's even easier than those number four things.
Yeah.
I almost said letter four. I don't really look like an idiot.
You know, we tried to get just codepink.org, but there's some guy that's had it and not used it for a long time, but there was another. We originally were Code Hot Pink was our first name, but that turned out to be a porn site. So, we're no longer hot.
No shortage of those, man. I get spammed by porn nonstop. That's my first thing I got to do every morning is clean up both my website and Mike Newcomb's website of all the porn that gets spammed in there overnight. It's just, it's a menace in my life at this point, and I can't figure out how to get rid of it. But enough of that. Hey, you're going back to D.C. at the end of the month. Is that correct?
Going back to D.C., not just at the end of the month, the beginning of January. We're starting out the new year riding them hard. We're going to be January 3rd when the new Congress gets inaugurated. We're going to be there lobbying. January 4th going to be there lobbying. And we're going to keep it up the whole month of January.
All right. You know what? I'm going to be in D.C. that week as well. They've invited Nancy Pelosi's folks at the Congress have invited our station to go out there, our network to go out there and be part of their radio row that week. So maybe we should try and get in touch at some point while we're both out there.
That would be good. You know, we're in this very fine line position of being excited that they're in the driver's seat now, but knowing that we're going to have to push them hard to cut off the funds for the war.
Right, yeah. Well, now, yeah, there's no excuses anymore. We now have, you know, we now have the Congress. We being Democrats, I'm not assuming you're a Democrat, but the progressives maybe at least have a voice now, and hopefully we can, you know, we can force them to use it.
Yeah, but, you know, they always find excuses.
Oh, I know. That's how I got into it. I got really frustrated in 2000, and right after 9/11, watching the Democrats just cave into everything this sort of unelected president wanted to do. And I became so frustrated with it that I just decided to get political, and here I am all of a sudden. So.
Well, good for you, and let's hope that a lot of people, a lot of your listeners, aren't feeling complacent, like, oh, okay, Democrats are in power, we can relax
can
a little
take it
bit.
Easy. No, we got to keep the pressure on, absolutely, absolutely. And now at the end, you got a big, trying to plan a big march the week of January 27th through 29th, is that correct as well, the Peace Mandate March?
That's right, in Washington, D.C., and then, of course, groups are going to be doing marches locally, but we figure it's important to have a big show in D.C. for this new Congress, and that will be the 27th, and then we're encouraging people to stay on till the Monday after that, the 29th, and lobby with us. There will be a lot of people coming from all over the country, and we are organizing housing boards online and things for people to stay for a couple of days. And, you know, people have to feel more like D.C. is their capital or our capital, that these are our officials, that they live in our public housing, i.e. the White House. And so I think going there and spending some time gives you much more of a sense of empowerment.
Absolutely, and it's for those of you who haven't been, I recommend you do check it out. It's a beautiful city, and when you aren't protesting, there's so much to see and do right there on the Mall. Some of the world's great treasures exist in those museums that are there, and it really is an inspiring time to be. A trip to the long black wall that is the Vietnam Memorial is something you will never forget. I can assure you of that. So I recommend it to all of our listeners.
Bring your long johns.
Yeah, it's going to be chilly there. That's right. That's right. It's cold. Hey, Medea, you mind taking a phone call?
Sure.
I got actually a good friend of mine. I'm pretty sure I think this is who this is. This is Liz, and she's a Code Pink member here in Phoenix. Liz, is that you?
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing?
You're Democracy in Action, and we love you here.
Thank you.
And I just wanted to wish you a great, you know, holiday. And, of course, you know, I had a call when one of my heroes was on the phone.
Yeah.
Hey, Liz, how you doing?
I'm excellent.
Good.
Yeah, so you keep up the good work, and I'm going to let all your other callers get on. So have a great holiday, Jeff. I'll see you soon.
Hey, Liz, before you go, what's the next thing you're up to here in town for Code Pink?
Oh, yeah. Well, we're going to end the war coalition in Code Pink, and all the member groups are going to be at John McCain's office every Thursday morning, the 7th, the 11th, the 18th, and the 25th of January. And it'll be coffee at John's, and we're going to be out there, you know, letting him know that he's totally out of touch. And
right.
He needs to retire. And so also like the 3,000, hopefully that's way long off in the distance, and we end this before that. But
I'm not that hopeful.
So that's great you're outside his office every week in January. That is awesome.
Yeah, we're going to have, you know, I'm going to practice torture scenes, and, you know, hopefully John will be around. And we actually had his people out talking to us last week. It was a great time to stand out there and let him know that he is completely out of touch voting on the Military Commissions Act and the Non-Combatant Act. I mean, especially a POW guy.
Right.
Yeah, and calling for more troops. I mean, he is really the cheerleader. They are saying, we need to send more troops to Iraq.
Right, and so Code Pink is going to be out there, you know, every single week.
That's awesome. That's wonderful.
Yeah, and I'm sure Jeff will be out there with us.
I'll be there.
Little banner.
All right.
Thanks a lot, Liz.
Okay, excellent. Have a good night.
Hey, happy holiday, Liz. Thanks. Yeah, Liz is great. She brings so much energy to these events. We did a toy drive a couple weeks ago. We have a veteran show here on the station called About Face, sponsored by the Veterans for Peace group here. And we did a collection drive to send some toys over to some of the soldiers in Iraq who wanted to give them out to the local children that they see. And Liz showed up. She got a hold of this orange jumpsuit and a black hood, and she was there trying to find somebody who could come up with some military fatigues and a German Shepherd. And she's putting on these mock torture scenes in front of John McCain's office.
As you're collecting toys for the children.
As we're collecting toys. Yeah. Hey, you don't have a German Shepherd, do you? You know, kind of thing. But she managed to put this thing together, and it's, you know, it's street theater, obviously, and it certainly makes a great point. And, you know, a lot of people are really McCain was somebody who was really loved out here quite by moderates, Democrats, and some Democrats, as well as the Republican base. And he's really squandered quite a lot of that reputation dating back, I guess, to 04 when him embraced George Bush and his campaign, and recently embracing the far right to try and get himself elected president. So
that's right, and now he's appealing to such a small sector.
Yep.
If he's going to run for president, I don't think he's got a broad enough base anymore.
No, my theory is he's been trying so hard to win South Carolina that he's not going to be able to win anywhere else.
That's right. Yep. That's right. Yep. Yeah.
Hey, Medea, thanks so much for spending some time with us today and letting us know. Again, give out that website one more time for the listeners.
CodePinkAlert.org.
.org. And, hey, thanks a lot. Have a great holiday, a great New Year's party, and hopefully I'll see you in D.C. the first week of January.
That would be wonderful. Right. Happy holidays to you, too. Thanks for having me on.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We'll be right back after these messages with more of your phone calls. Let's see if we get Sterling in Indiana, another phone call coming in. We'll get to your calls as soon as we can. This is Carla Driven Radio from here on, folks. For the next 2 hours and 15 minutes, it's you and it's me. We're going to talk on the air. Anything you want to talk about, just come on, throw it at me. If you want to add to our naughty and nice list, we'd love to hear some of that. But whatever's on your mind, I'm game. It's Jeff Farias hosting the Mike Malloy Show right here on the Nova M Radio Network. 1-800-989-1480 is the phone number. Look forward to talking to you on the other side.
Santa Claus goes straight to the ghetto. Hitch up your reindeer and go straight to the ghetto. Santa Claus goes straight to the ghetto. Fill every stocking you find. The kids are gonna love you so. Leave a toy for Johnny.
That's right, it's James Brown's Funky Christmas. You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show right here on Nova M Radio Network. 1-800-989-1480 is the phone number. It's a caller-driven show from here on out, folks. I had my one guest, Medea Benjamin. Always a thrill to talk to her. An incredible, inspiring individual. And we love Medea Benjamin here on the network and at the station. And happy to hear from her any chance we get. Let's get right back to the phones. I'm going to take your calls in the order they come in. Please be patient when you hear one drop, then another one. There's space for one more. We got Sterling in Indiana, Griffith, Indiana. How's it going, Sterling?
Hey, not too bad. I just wanted to wish you guys a happy solstice, and I'm so glad you guys are back on Sirius Radio. It's been a while, but we're just thrilled to have you guys back.
We're thrilled to be back. And hey, where is Griffith in Indiana?
It's actually right outside Chicago.
Okay, so way up there in the Northland.
Right, we're neighbors to Gary, Indiana, and okay. I know everybody knows where Gary is.
Sure, sure. I lived down in southern Indiana for about 9 years. I lived down in Brown County, just outside
of
Bloomington. Yep, yep. We used to travel
well,
to
actually,
Chicago.
Well, actually, the wife and I are actually truck drivers, so we call Tennessee home.
Oh, all right.
We're just out still moving some of this freight all over the country, so you just never know where I'll be calling in from.
So no wonder you're glad it's on Sirius. You can because it comes to you no matter where you are in your rig. So that's a good deal. All right.
Yeah, and it really helps being a live member too. So I mean, you know, it no matter what, Sirius will always be with us.
Right, right. That's great. That's great. What are you hauling these days?
Actually, the company I'm leased on to, we haul, we move anything that has wheels on it, except for mobile homes. We could be hauling NASCAR. We could be moving a Broadway show or something like Disney on Ice.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So it's we never know what we're going to be hauling.
Right. So are you working through the weekend, or are you going to get a chance to get back to Tennessee for Christmas?
No, actually, we are working through until the second week of the new year.
Wow. Wow. That's a long trip.
Well, I'm actually, we stay out 6 to 12 weeks at a time, and then we take a week off.
That sounds like a sane way to do it. I remember what a week off was like, but that was a long time ago, long before I got into radio, that's for sure. The thing about the radio is that it's always on, so it's always something needs to be done, you know.
I mean, the only time Sirius is turned off in the truck is when we actually shut it down to go to sleep.
Wow. Well, hey, Sterling, I want to wish you a happy holidays, Merry Christmas, or whatever applies to you and your family, and be safe out there in the roads this time of year, all right?
Right back at you. I appreciate it.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to Scott in Glendale. Scott, welcome to the program.
Hey, Jeff, how are you doing?
Doing good.
Yeah, I saw you down at, My Florist not too long ago there.
Oh, sure, yeah, when Sophia was in town, that event?
Right.
Right,
yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I did my duty for Code Pink. By the way, they sent me an email about Harry Mitchell's contradictory position on the war, so I fired off an email to him, and the next day he changed his position, so there you go.
You did it. Yeah, actually, I just got an email from Harry's people. Apparently, he's having a couple of receptions in D.C., and I think I'm gonna try and see him while I'm out there. We're gonna try and get him on the radio with us
Newcomb. That'd be great.
Yeah, we're gonna do the first week in January. The day the new Congress comes in, we're gonna be out there interviewing a lot of the new Congress people and broadcasting live from D.C. for a day or so. So really looking forward to that.
Well, the other thought I had was, they used to refer to Mad Hatters because I think the hat blocking industry in the old days used to use a lot of lead or arsenic, and they'd have brain trouble. So then I was listening to Bush's latest press conference, and I started thinking this is like Alice in Wonderland, like the Mad Hatter's Tea Party or something. Yeah. It's starting to sound like he's saying nonsensical things over and over.
Yeah, it's almost like he's skipping a gear or something like that. He's got all of his talking points and memorized phrases, and if they're still pumping them into his ears like they were back in the debates or whatever, but he seems to have lost it in a big way. And it's kind of nice to see certain members of the press at least stepping up and asking them questions. Somebody pinned them down about saying, are you going to contradict the general? You've been saying now for years you're following the advice of the generals on the ground. The generals are saying we don't want to add any more troops. It's not going to do a bit of good. Are you still going to add more troops? And then he just starts his stammer.
That's
acting.
Dangerous hypothetical
question. Yeah. Nice try. Like everybody's like it's a game he's playing up there, and everybody's trying to trick him or something. It's just I love the Craig Ferguson stuff because you don't need to slow him down all that much on the audio tape to make him sound just like an incoherent drunk. It's just. It's kind of startling, when you hear it, because they're not altering the tape all that much. It's just a slight slowing down of it, and you're like, my God, when you change the speed just a little, he really sounds like he's losing it, and I don't know.
Yeah. Well, by the way, this morning I heard you on doing Mike Newcomb show, and you sounded a lot like Tony the Tiger yourself.
Yeah. That was funny, but that was a funny bit. I guess Mike O'Connor, or the board op in the mornings, used to worked in the film business for a while. He does all kinds of tech work on films, and so I guess he got to meet the guy who was Tony the Tiger, and he was telling the stories about how he used to go hang around. The guy who sings the Grinch song was also the voice of Tony the Tiger, to fill in our listeners who are catching up. And I guess he used to hang around grocery stores around L.A., and when you see kids in the cereal aisle, if you go up and grab a box of the flakes and go, hey, kid, pick this one, they're great, and this guy, kids kind of flip to freak him out, what do you get to amuse himself? Anyway, hey, Scott, I can tell by the music we got to go to a break.
Okay.
Thanks for the call. Good talking to you tonight, and have a happy holiday.
You too. Thanks. Okay. Bye-bye.
It's the Mike Malloy Show right here on Nova M Radio. We are broadcasting tonight from the flagship here in Phoenix, Arizona. My name's Jeff Farias. The phone number 1-800-989-1480. We're going caller-driven from here on out, folks. The next 2 hours, just me and you on the phone talking whatever's on your mind. If you have any suggestions for our naughty and nice list, the Center for American Progress started us off talking about who's been naughty and nice in the last year. I want to know what you think. But it's not limited to that. We'll talk about anything you want to talk about. We'll be right back after this break.
Ring and make the whole world sing. I wish you'd understand that happiness is at hand. If a carol,
we are back. It's the Mike Malloy Show. Right here on Nova M Radio Network.
Let's
celebrate. 1-800-989-1480. That's the phone number if you'd like to join the discussion this evening. My name is Jeff Farias, sitting in for Mike Malloy as the Malloy family prepares for the holidays. I'm based here in Phoenix, where the Nova M Network flagship station is, KPHX, right here in Phoenix. Check out our website at novamradio.com. I got my own website. I do a weekend show here called The Truth to Power Hour. TruthToPowerHour.com is my website. Check that out. I put new posts up there every day. In this holiday season, time of giving, I want to I just want to take a moment and direct your attentions to unreportednews.net. There's a fellow by the name of Sarge, who calls the Malloy Show and lots of the shows on our network. Talks about some of the events down there. Another fellow named Ray, both working hard to try and help the Gulf Coast recover. If you go to unreportednews.net and click on Sarge's name over on the sidebar, it'll take you to a link in the Jackson County services group there that's trying to help people maintain. A lot of people down there have been living in trailers for 16 months, tiny little trailers, probably about the size of your front porch or your extra bedroom. And that's all they got to live in. So I recommend you head over to that site, and if you can spare it, make a small donation, $10, $20, $50, $100, whatever you can spare, to help someone put their life back together down on the Gulf Coast. It breaks my heart that 16 months out of this Katrina thing, there are still people haven't been able to get their life back together and the government's turned their back on them. So I urge you to pitch in if you can. Let's get back to the phones. This is Caller Driven from here on out. I just want to talk to you. I want to know what's on your mind. We got Jeff in San Jose, California. Jeff, welcome to the program.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
All right. Hey, I just had a comment. You know, I've been a registered Democrat for probably the last 12 years. Mm-hmm. Went to a liberal arts school, a foreign exchange student, been around the world. I speak three languages. I understand a lot of things, you know, mm-hmm. and what I've found is I've become more and more disenchanted with the Democrats and unable to support their policies because you guys are just like pandering to every single minority group there is.
Well, I'm really not pandering to anybody. So you're kind of being blocked.
Okay.
If you're honestly, Jeff, if you want to make a change, you know what the Democratic Party is? The Democratic Party.
Well, you're going to cut me off right now. You talk to a guy about Sirius Satellite for 10 minutes, and you won't even let me say what I'm going to say. I've been online for 30 minutes waiting.
Say whatever you're going to say.
What I'm saying is it's the way you guys act, just like that. You guys claim to be like such pacifist and equal opportunity people, but it's ridiculous. You all you do is you favor minorities and what I'm thinking is maybe all these people in this progressive movement, maybe should pick up all the welfare collectors, all the illegal immigrants, all these people that come to our country and take advantage of America and go to Mexico and make yourselves a progressive country where you can give everything
away. You've been a Democrat for
welfare.
Jeff?
No, not anymore. Jeff? Because I can't stand listening to windbags like Al Gore and John Kerry and
Jeff
Murtha and all these people that are just, you guys are so out of touch. It's a disservice to the American people, really.
Jeff,
and
can I cut in here? Yes, I can cut in here. Jeff, here's the thing. You don't have to lie to get on the air with me. You can admit you're a Republican. You don't have to say, I've been a Democrat for 12 years, but I don't like you guys anymore, and then launch into some racist diatribe about all we do is help minorities. You don't need to lie to get on the air with me. You can defend. You can come out and say you're a Republican, and I'll give you airtime. I'm going to put you back on now.
Joke.
That it? I guess that was it. I'm glad I didn't hear the rest of that. Again, you don't have to lie to get on the airwaves. We're not screening your calls. We're basically just asking your name and where you're calling from. That's all you need to do to get on the air. You don't have to pretend to be a Democrat. That must be in some handbook somewhere because it happens so often. And it's pretty easy to get around. If you have a problem with the way the Democratic Party is behaving, change it. You know what the Democratic Party is? It's whoever shows up for the meetings. So if you don't like the way the Democratic Party is acting in your town, go to the meetings, make your voice heard, and change it. You can do that in the Democratic Party. Who's up next? We got John in San Francisco up next on the phone. John, welcome to the program.
Good evening. Yeah, those guys are such phonies when they try and come up with these, canned talking points of, to try and mislead you before they slip in their nonsense.
Yeah, and they all start, I've been a Democrat my whole life, but I can't stand it anymore. Right.
Yeah. Now, the point I wanted to make is I really wanted to recommend all the listeners that they read Hegemony or Survival by Noam Chomsky.
Mm-hmm.
Which the president of Venezuela also advised everybody to read, and he was certainly correct in his recommendation of that, because that book will definitely inform you as to the circumstances that we face right now.
Right, that's Chomsky's most recent.
No, actually, that came out last year.
That's the last thing he's put up. Right.
Yeah. Now, one thing that Chomsky's really been attacked for is for going to Lebanon and meeting with Hassan Nasrallah, the head of Hezbollah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the thing that I get out of this recent summer war that Israel engaged in Lebanon, and now this is, has burst the mythical invincibility of the Israeli Defense Force, the IDF.
Right.
Because they basically had to withdraw without fulfilling their goals of recapturing their kidnapped soldiers mm-hmm. and destroying Hezbollah's infrastructure, which still exists, and their soldiers are still in captivity, and right. they withdrew.
Right, right. Yeah, and again, I don't fault anyone for talking to anyone. You know, I mean, I think that's one of the been the biggest failing of the Bush, one of the biggest failings of the Bush administration is the refusal to negotiate with people who don't already agree with them. And as that number shrinks and shrinks of the people who actually agree with them, we become more and more isolated and more of a threat to the rest of the world, basically, because we're unwilling to speak to, not even our enemies, but people who just disagree with us. It's just, you know, so my hat's off to Noam Chomsky for getting out there. My hat's off to Jesse Jackson for going to these places where they're hostile to us and just trying to have a dialogue with people. We were hostile with the Soviet Union for years and years and years in the Cold War, but we always sat down and talked to them.
And we always traded with them
right,
too.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
All through the Cold
exactly.
War.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now another point I wanted to make is that I hear a lot of people who pretend to be liberals but are really Zionists. And they will tell you, I favor a two-state solution, when actually the equitable resolution of the whole thing should be a one-state solution where any person can be a citizen regardless of race or creed
mm-hmm.
in the area that's now denominated as Israel, or as I like to refer to it, the Zionist entity.
Well, obviously, I don't know if you're familiar with Carter's book. That's a topic that gets a lot of heat around this station. That's for sure. I've gotten some very very nasty emails whenever we discuss the Israel-Palestine situation. I had an author on this morning with Mike Newcomb named Elizabeth Laird, who had written a novel from the perspective of a 12-year-old Palestinian boy. I guess she lived in Ramallah for about 6 months, I believe, and with this family. And it's a children's book. Basically, it's about a group of boys, friends, who just want a piece of land, a piece of ground to play soccer on, and they can't because of the curfews and because of the occupation and where they're allowed to be. There isn't a piece of land big enough to play soccer that doesn't have a tank sitting on it. And so we had this woman on, and it just opened up a firestorm. And again, you know, charges fly. If you're critical of the Likud party, you're an anti-Semite. And for risk of repeating myself, my stance on Israel is criticizing the Bush administration is not anti-American, just like criticizing the Likud party is not anti-Semite. And that's kind of where I feel about it. I think we should be able to discuss these issues from a rational point of view.
Hey, hello.
You there, John? Hey, have a happy holiday. I think we lost John in the middle of our farewell. Let's see who's up next in the queue. Looks like we have Jarrett, also from Indiana. Jarrett, welcome to the program.
Hey, Jeff, how are you?
Doing good.
Merry Christmas, unless something else is more appropriate. I'm not too sure.
All right. It all works for me. You know what? I'm actually doing a solstice event tomorrow night. I'm a musician, and there's a Wiccan group that does this annual winter solstice event, and I've had the privilege of being able to perform at it every year, and I'm really
awesome.
Looking forward to it. Yep.
Yeah, the other guy said something about Sirius before. It's kind of strange, actually. I'm driving cross country right now on my way from South Bend, Indiana, where I go to grad school. And
down in Bloomington?
No, I'm I go to Notre Dame, actually.
Okay, up in the north part, right.
Yeah, and I have a couple friends at Bloomington, but I'm driving from there to New York by way of Maryland, so it's going to be a long trip.
Wow.
Yeah, so. But I was listening to Mike Malloy on Sirius, and it was Kathy and Mike until about 45 minutes into the first hour, and then I went to get gas, and I came back out, and I hear Jeff Elliott, and I'm like, what's going on?
Yeah, we're not sure what happened with that. So I guess Sirius just grabbed the best of and was running that or something like that. But I've been live since 7 p.m. our time, I guess 9 p.m. on the East Coast. So I guess there was some glitch over at Sirius, but I think
okay.
We figured it out. Hey, Jared, I can tell by the music I got to go to break. Hey, be safe out on the roads this weekend, all right?
All right, thanks.
And have yourself a happy holiday. Blessed be,
right.
My friend.
You too.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show. Sorry about all the confusion out there. I'm Jeff Farias, sitting in for Mike Malloy due to the holidays. We'll be right back.
Ain't no use in saying there ain't no Santa Claus. 'Cause Santa Claus is definitely yet to stay in the mind. Ain't no use in saying there ain't no money in the bank for toys, 'cause it was put up a long time ago for a rainy day. Ain't no use in saying you don't love all your brats, 'cause I'm watching you as you hustle them off to play.
We are back, folks. It's the Mike Malloy Show right here on the Nova Emmett Radio Network. 1-800-989-1480 is our phone number. My name's Jeff Farias, sitting in for Mike Malloy this evening as the Malloy family prepares for their Christmas holiday. I'm speaking to you from Phoenix, Arizona, the flagship station of the Nova M Radio Network, right here in beautiful downtown Phoenix, where it's normally sunny, but it rained today, and we're all in shock. Lots of confused people wondering what those droplets of water falling from the sky were supposed to mean. Hey, a shout-out. I guess we missed some of you on Sirius in the beginning of the show. There was some glitch or some confusion. Another congratulations to the folks in Madison, Wisconsin. The Mike 91.1 FM will remain a progressive talk station. They had planned to change it to a Fox Sports Radio on January the 1st, but due to the people of Madison, Wisconsin, thousands of people protested the end of their favorite station through emails, phone calls. They all signed a petition that was delivered this week. They had a rally last week, and 500 people showed up, including politicians such as their mayor, Dave Cieslowitz. Boy, if I say that wrong, please someone call and correct me. And our representative, U.S. Representative Tammy Baldwin from Wisconsin, both attended the rally. Just thrilled. People-powered democracy. The folks of Madison stood up, and the Clear Channel station canceled their contract with Fox Sports, and it will remain progressive talk in Madison, Wisconsin. So hats off to you good folks up there in Wisconsin for making that happen. My congratulations. Let's go to Ron in Louisiana, driving a truck. Ron, welcome to the show.
Hello there. How the heck are you?
Doing good. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I'm on my way home from Texas to Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to say happy holidays from everybody at Democratic Underground. I'm a liberal trucker over there.
All right. All right. Well, thanks. Thanks for the wishes. And, man, you be safe out there on these roads. You know, there's a... Lots of people like to toss a few this time of year, so drive safe.
Hey, tell me about it. Yeah. From Dallas to Shreveport was a real, well, can I say bitch?
Yeah, well, I think you can. I don't know. We can say that's not one of the banned words.
Okay. But, hey, guy, listening to you substitute for Mike tonight,
mm-hmm.
I know that there's a future for progressive radio, no matter what Air America does, okay?
Well, thanks. You know, we decided to start our own network because there seemed to be a lot of uncertainty about what they were going to do, and we wanted to make sure we could keep providing content. I don't know if you heard the story of our station. We didn't have a station 9 months ago. We had been on the air about a year and a half, and our station got bought out. We were owned by a station group down in Florida, and we got bought out by a Christian broadcasting company, and we were thrown off the air.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, so the fact that we're now mounting a network, it still boggles my mind. I got to kind of like rub my eyes and shake my head when I ever have time to stop and think about it. You know, it's been quite an incredible journey. So we're thrilled.
Well, tonight I've been really fortunate in that I have wireless internet access here in my cab, and when the Sirius stream went down, I said, well, the heck with that, I'll just get on the internet and stream it.
There you go. NovaMradio.com. We got a big fat stream over there. Holds lots of people. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Well, you and your family have a very, very happy holiday, and best wishes for Nova M and N07.
You have safe travels back to Alabama, and give your family a big hug for me.
I'll do it.
Thanks a lot, Ron.
Uh-huh.
Let's go to our good buddy Leonard in Glendale. Leonard, welcome to the program.
Hey, Jeff, thanks for filling in for Mr. Malloy. It's good to hear you on the air there.
Oh, thanks. It's a real kick getting to talk to people from all over the country, and truckers driving across Louisiana and Alabama and another one up in Wisconsin. And it's a real kick to, you know, kind of talk to
America.
Sounds
like a lot of fun. It
yeah,
really
it
does.
Is.
And,
it is.
You know, and unlike the right-wing stations where you have to pretend to be a Republican, all of our conservative friends out there. I know you from 1480 down here in Phoenix, your station, you and Dr. your show that you put on, Dr. Newcomb.
Mm-hmm.
You guys take everybody that calls in. And I got to say right now, Jeff, compared to these right-wing stations that claim they listen to everybody, I've called them, and sometimes you can get on the air, but most of the time, you know, the screeners, they do not like people that disagree with them calling in.
Right.
You know, so, you know, for those people out there who think they have to pretend to be Democrats or progressives to get on the air with you, they don't, you know, you don't have to do that with Jeff.
Not at all. No, we don't screen the calls here. When I'm on the air, I just want to see your name and where you're from. Whatever's on your mind is fine with me. I can handle myself.
Unlike our right-wing, Bush-loving opponents.
Yeah.
Anti-constitutional people.
Hey, Leonard, can I hold you over? I got to go to a break. I'm getting the signal from in the booth.
Okay.
We got a hard break coming
Jeff.
Up at the bottom. I'm going to hold you over, and we'll get back on the other side, all right?
All right.
Thanks, Leonard. Hey, we'll be right back. I'm Jeff Ferris, subbing in for Mike Malloy right here on the Nova M Radio Network, 1-800-989-1480. It's caller-driven for the rest of the show here today, folks. I just want to talk to you. I'll be right back. Back, it's the Mike Malloy Show, and that is James Brown's Funky Christmas, right here on Nova M Radio Network. My name is Jeff Ferris. I'm sitting in for Mike Malloy as he and his family prepare for their Christmas holiday. Broadcasting live from the flagship station here in Phoenix, Arizona. We're all celebrating. We had a rainy day here, and those are far and few between, so we're kind of enjoying it. I know I am. It's caller-driven tonight. I'll just take your calls in the order I get them and try and keep wait times as short as I can, folks. But we got a full board of callers. We're talking with Leonard on the other side. Let's get right back to it. Leonard, welcome back.
Hey, Jeff, thanks. I know there's a lot of callers waiting. So the reason I called you, but basically before I get to that real quick, the fellow that called you earlier about, you know, progressives pandering to minorities.
Yeah.
You know, people like that. You know what? As you know, okay, I got back from Iraq in February, but in the United States Army and the National Guard, I didn't see any pandering to minorities. My battle buddy, who freaking rode gun in the Humvee freaking every day for a year in Baghdad and outside of Baghdad, happened to be African-American.
Mm-hmm.
My sergeants, you know, every soldier from the lowest to the highest. So that's one thing I did like about the United States Army and the National Guard. It's all this crap about, you know, progressives pandering to minorities. Well, right now, it's every group of individuals, race in Iraq right now,
mm-hmm.
that are you know, serving this country. So those people out there, they're full of it when they say we pander to minorities. Progressives do that.
Well, and a lot of people have a lot of criticisms for the military, and rightly deserved. But the military has been one of the leaders in terms of recognizing race, and it's a meritocracy. It doesn't matter, you know, a testament to that. Colin Powell rose to the rank of Supreme Commander of the
U.S.
forces. So, you know, I wish they would adopt that same sensibility when it came to sort of gender and sexual preferences and eliminate this whole don't ask, don't tell thing. They still got a way to go on that, but.
They sure do. But basically, the reason I'm calling you is, right now I'm deeply concerned, Jeff, because, they keep saying that they're going to increase the manpower and they're going to have a surge. And I think what they're going to do is say, aha, we proved our critics wrong, the Bush administration, because here we have this, we have a pool of men that we didn't realize we had. Instead of redeploying the National Guard every 6 years, which is what the political policy is right now, I say political mm-hmm. because I don't know of any actual federal statute. They're going to make it 2 years
right.
like the federal army. That was on NBC on, I think, December 14th or MSNBC. And so what that means is 380,000 potential pool of men and women will now be getting redeployed instead of every 6 years, every 2 years. And what I'm saying is guerrilla politics, like I heard somebody say on one of the other shows on the Nova Network yesterday, needs to be employed. So following that, I went to the governor's office yesterday, the governor of Arizona. I left two phone calls, one with a lady who works for her that I know. I won't say her name on the air, and another person with the constituent switchboard. I said, I hope to get a call back by the end of the day for the number. didn't get one, so I went to the governor's office today, bottom floor, called up there, and I did get through to constituent services representative. The fellow's name is Corey. Basically, I said, when can I hear back from you? Because what the people that I'm with expect for the governor of Arizona is to come out with a statement, even though she has no power, supposedly, once the National Guard have been federalized, mm-hmm. she does have the power of her public stance, which
is the bully pulpit, right.
Right. It is unethical to keep sending National Guard troops every 2 years instead of the 2 years.
Now, Leonard, when you joined the National Guard, did you sign a contract? I mean, they always say sign up for the military. Didn't you sign a document, a contract that said that it was 6 years, or is that not not specified?
They've got so much in there, Jeff, that the fine print mm-hmm. that they say, they'll say everything's clearly stated to you. It's not. They tell you 8-year commitment, but really the joke is they have you forever. And all I'm saying is the governor, not just our governor, because she's a good governor. I support her. But the thing is, she's a nice person, but I know a lot of nice people in Iraq right now. I know a lot of nice people whose marriages are in trouble because of this occupation of Iraq that's going on. And we need to make these politicians who say they have no jurisdiction uncomfortable. And that's what I'm expecting of her. So this fellow has told me that the governor, I'll hear back whether she's going to take a stance on why our National Guard need to be worn into the ground. We have to wait to the age of 62 till we retire, as compared to the regular Army that do their 20 years and immediately get their pensions. Now, people say National Guard don't work as hard. Well, we're going all the time now. Mm-hmm. We're doing what they're doing. And you know what? By golly, the National Guard people ought to be able to retire at the same time. But mainly, we just need to get out of Iraq. She needs to take a stance, okay? Not just because she's a Democrat, but because it's the right thing. And I'm getting tired of these people sitting on the fence. Right. Come out, and at least, even if you say you have no jurisdiction, the weight of your position as a governor, it's your people. You're commander-in-chief of these people in the National Guard. And that goes for all other the 50 other governors.
Right.
So
they should stand up. And I think it is time for, 88% of the American public is against this surge of troops, is against sending more troops. We had an election in November that sent a pretty strong statement that the American people wanted this occupation of Iraq to end. It is not a brave stand for a politician to get up and take on the president when 88% of the general public is behind you. It doesn't take a lot of courage to make that stand. So
I'm going to let you go, but one other question I have for you, though. Look at governors also under a lot of pressure, because they get a lot of federal aid. The government has the power.
Right.
And the thing is, we fight fires here in Arizona. We have had a lot of, our governor worked closely with some high officials. I don't know if it was Rumsfeld. There was a very high official who came to Arizona. And at that time, we were worried about getting enough planes, basically, from the military. So, I'm just worried that, they're worried about being blackmailed. And that's not what the National Guard is about. And they need to start taking a stand. And by the way, do you have a blog? I've been blogging at Daily Coast, but I would like to let people know what the results are. The governor's office has said, well, we don't know if they're telling me that they won't even tell me if I'm going to get a response until next week.
Right,
I want to place a blog that you have. Is there a place where we can blog on Nova or let people know?
Actually, you can go to Newcomb's site. He has a message board. If you email your information to me, I'll post it on my website as well.
Okay, I will, and I'll let the people know. And we have a good governor here, but let's start pressuring our governors and our school board members who are letting these recruiters come onto our campuses. They need to start telling our children really how long they're going to be. They're going to be obligated.
Honesty in recruiting.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks a lot,
appreciate
Leonard.
It.
Thanks again for your service.
Keep
and everything.
The fight, buddy.
All the work you do, we appreciate it, Leonard. Let's
all
go to
righty.
Rick in Phoenix. Rick, welcome to the program.
Hi, Jeff. Thanks.
What's
can you hear me? Okay.
Yeah. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, just listening to your last caller. Made me sort of wonder about the troop strength over there, and then what about recalling or trying to call back some of these countries that helped initially with the invasion.
Poland and all these other companies that have pulled their troops out of there since as this debacle is worn on. I doubt it. We don't, everything the administration has done has been to alienate this country from the rest of the world. It's kind of hard now to go back with hat in hand.
It seems like it's almost.
And ask for help,
To me, it almost seems like it's, like we initially, we had a little help and we, mm-hmm. We got that momentum, we got that reason to go in there, and then now that we're in there, we're using our military to help corporations to get in there and muscle their way in there and
right.
and get business going and that kind of thing. I don't know. I just, you know, this, you know, I've been bashing Bush. I really have, really, ever since initially, right when Bush was elected, I sensed, I felt, I knew there was something up.
Right.
And then, you know, I saw the, and as the nation did, California with Enron, and...
one thing after another, yeah.
Well, yeah, one thing after another, and then, yeah, it just all blended. It was just, you know, Corey, you know, their own agenda kind of a thing.
Right.
And now that we're there, I'm just looking for some peace.
Right.
You know?
Well, yeah, we've gone in there, completely botched it from day one. You know, they went
I want to hear them talk about peace.
Right. Yeah,
you know, we're talking about war all the damn time.
Right. Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
I want to hear them mention the word peace.
Yep.
And bring it up.
For a man who claims to be a Christian.
And get people going on that.
Yeah. Well, that's what Kucinich's campaign is going to be all about. Go to Dennis's website and check out what he's up to. Support Dennis Kucinich. We had a caller, the very first caller we had tonight said, you know what, if you really want to make a statement about this war, support Kucinich. Show the other Democrats running for president that all the money's going in his direction because of his vocal stance against the war, and you'll see a change. You'll see a turnaround.
They got to get more closer to the Iraqi people. They got to pull them in with peace.
Yeah, I think we've burned that bridge. I don't think there's anything more we can do in Iraq. Anything positive that we can do in Iraq?
That's a tough one to
we've
to rebuild.
Burn that
because
bridge
because you see it daily.
Yeah.
But
if you're looking, if you're looking hard, you can see it.
I feel bad in a way because I've been bashing Bush. Ever since the beginning of his administration,
mm-hmm.
I had this bad gut feeling about him and what was coming down the pike. And, of course, it did come down the pike.
It's sad to be right.
And now we have this mess, and now we have to clean it up.
Yeah. Hey, Rick.
God bless everybody, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, Rick. Hang in there, buddy. It is frustrating. You know, where do we go from here? If we pull out, it's chaos. If we stay, it's chaos. The difference is Americans continue to come home in flag-draped coffins that we're not allowed to photograph. Almost 3,000 so far. And when asked for his plan, the president just stutters and stumbles. It's like a bad dream. I'm Jeff Farias. You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on the Nova M Radio Network. We got to go to a break. I'll be right back after these messages. Selections from James Brown's Funky Christmas.
This is a very, very unusual way to come to you. But I got to start by saying thanks for such a wonderful year.
I'm not a huge fan of Christmas music in general. I have a few of my favorites.
I thought,
I'm going to do the Malloy Show. I want to do something Christmassy, but, you know, I know Malloy's an atheist and not, you know, obviously enjoys the Christmas holiday. I heard him speak at length about it the other night, how he enjoys celebrating the season. I want to do something a little different, and I found the James Brown. Actually, my wife found James Brown's Funky Christmas. Tammy found that at one of the many thrift stores we frequent. And I said, this is it. This is the music we got to hear. Do you remember when we used to debate whether or not Christmas would be becoming too commercialized? Remember those days? Now there's a war on Christmas, apparently. Saying happy holidays is an offense in the war on Christmas. It's, I don't know. I find it all pretty silly. Anyway, let's go to Pam in Phoenix. Pam, welcome to the program.
Hi, Jeff. Happy holidays.
Season's greetings.
Season's greetings, my friend. Well, first of all, I want to let people know that you are going to be the MC for our 9/11 conference here in Arizona.
That is true. A nationwide conference. Scholars from all U.S. and Canada, actually.
Yep. Nationwide conference. It's going to be in Chandler on February 23rd, 24th, and 25th.
Mm-hmm.
And those who are interested, they can go to the 911accountability.org website, and that's where you can register and so on and so forth and see who we have lined up for speakers. And I think some of them on the list are potential speakers.
Right. I think the ones that are confirmed are like highlighted in blue or something like that. I was looking through the list and go, looks like we got Sibel Edmonds confirmed.
And
she's great. I've spoken to her on the air before. It's an incredible story to tell.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And I'm certain Sophia will be there. Richard Grove, which is really exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Retired physics professor Stephen Jones. And Lieutenant Colonel Dr. Professor Bob Bauman.
Oh, great.
So we've got a lot. And now I see Mike Malloy's name on the list, but I don't think he's been confirmed.
He has not been confirmed. We're trying to work something out where we can kind of bring Malloy to town for that weekend and do some station events with him as well. But
that'd
it's
be
still,
great.
Still up in the air, you know, obviously with a small child, traveling is always an issue. And they travel as a family, so we're trying to work it out.
But they would love Phoenix.
Yeah. Who doesn't love Phoenix?
Lots of sunshine in the wintertime.
Yep.
And I know there was talk about getting Dr. Mike on board as well as some, doing some medical research. There's been so many medical problems.
Well, there was one of the medical accountability. Kent spoke to him a little bit about it. He shied a little bit away from it, but I think we just need to not necessarily frame it, but kind of fine tune it so we give him something specific, mm-hmm. that he can address and deal with from a medical perspective. Because obviously there's lots of things going on in terms of the rescue workers and the kind of problems they've had as a result of the air quality that Christy Whitman let people go back to work down there when there's no reason they should have been exposed to that.
Absolutely. There's so many angles to cover on this. It's so important.
Yeah.
And we have so much science and so much evidence, and the goal of this is to get an investigation. So it's a very, very important conference, and I really hope that people will participate. And also, anyone who's curious as well, I'm going to repeat once more, 911accountability.org is the new website. And also, if people are curious about Richard Grove, because I'm finding that not everybody is familiar with him. He's a whistleblower. He was a financial insider. And he has so much reams and reams of information, and they can go to his website, 8thestate.org, and that's 8, just numeral 8, mm-hmm. 8thestate.org, and research some more about what he has to say, because he's really a fascinating figure and a whistleblower for 9/11, and he and his girlfriend both. They have a lot of information.
Oh, great. Yeah, I haven't looked much into his stuff. I've heard his name thrown around in speaking with Kent, one of the main organizers of the event, but I haven't had a chance to dig into that too much. So.
You can also go to Maria Heller's mm-hmm. her website, mm-hmm. and she has a podcast of her interview, or probably interviews of him. And it really is fascinating, so I do encourage you to research him.
Thanks.
Jeff, you're doing a great job.
Thanks, Pam. Merry Christmas.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Let's go to Harry in New York. Harry, you're next up. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, what's on my mind is, what do you liberals actually think is going to... You think Hillary Clinton's going to solve all our problems?
I'm not a real big Hillary Clinton fan myself.
You know, it's like you guys keep complaining about the...
Who's you guys, anyway?
You atheist liberals.
Atheist liberals now. Interesting. You assumed I was an atheist?
Every talk show host on air America
I'm actually a deist. I'm actually a deist, like our founding fathers. Do you know what that is, Harry?
I have no idea, but if you're not a Christian...
A deist believes in God, but not necessarily any of the religions that
you guys keep trying to put too much thought into.
Thinking too much, huh? We be thinking too much?
Yeah, but you weren't thinking too much when you were all supporting the war when we first went in the first place. You guys
When we first went into Afghanistan, I was all behind it. We needed to get that Taliban out of there. We needed to get the
Hillary
Al-Qaeda training camps.
Hey, I'm here in New York. Hillary Clinton thought the war was a great idea.
So you're going to vote for her since she agrees with you on the war?
Why would I vote for a woman?
Democrat? So you hate women, huh? You must be a lively guy at parties.
Notice that you guys are putting up an Afro-American and a woman next time instead of, you know.
Yeah, everybody hates them Afro-Americans and women's. I think you're right on track there, Harry.
Why don't you give me a chance to speak?
Because you ain't making no sense, Harry, and I got a lot of intelligent listeners out
there. Yeah, you want to hear from more liberal atheists.
Yeah, I do, Harry.
The only good liberal is a liberal.
Is a liberal?
Yeah, as in
a because you don't have the balls to say what you're thinking. See
right.
you later, Harry. I'll be right back.
Hey, America, it's Christmas time. Hey, America, it's Christmas time. All year long, you've been giving signs. But dig what happened after 12 months of time. Right now I've seen more than a million peace signs. No more. Hey America, don't you think it's about time? After more than a billion of those peace signs.
We are back, folks. The great James Brown. James Brown's Funky Christmas is what we're listening to tonight here on the Mike Malloy Show. I'm Jeff Farias sitting in for the Malloys as they prepare for this holiday season. Sitting here in a studio in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona. Ian Huff is our board phone operator, running the network, the ads, firing the music. He's just got his hands full back there. I don't know how he does it all. It's way too complex for me. Hey, in Washington, D.C., just off the mall, across the little stretch of water there, stands the Jefferson Memorial. I visited there almost a year ago. It was November. It was a Veterans Day last year. And inscribed in the stone surrounding the statue of Jefferson are four of some of his most notable writings. I took a picture of one of them, and it hangs on the wall in my office. And after my conversation with Harry, I decided to go grab it and read this for you real quick, and we'll get right back to the calls. Almighty God hath created the mind free. All attempts to influence it by temporal punishments or burdens are a departure from the plan of the holy author of our religion. No man shall be compelled to frequent or support any religious worship or ministry, or shall otherwise suffer on account of his religious opinions or belief. But all men shall be free to profess and by argument to maintain their opinions in matters of religion. I know but one code of morality for men, whether acting singly or collectively. That's what a deist believes. Let's go to Barry. Barry is in a snowbank in Denver. Barry, welcome to the program. How are you doing up there?
I'm doing, I'm doing the best I can with what I got, Jeff. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I'm doing all right tonight. I'm feeling better.
Good. Whenever I think of Christmas, I always think of James Brown. I mean, the two just...
yep.
And now I'm going to add Harry from New York. I'm still laughing about this joke.
I guess he's a regular. That's what Ian was telling me. I guess he calls Mr. Malloy quite a bit.
Oh, yeah. I was sitting here thinking you were talking about you were going to play at the Solstice up there in Phoenix, and I was thinking, you know what would... And I just busted out laughing. Can you imagine what would happen if one of these newly elected officials cast a circle? You know, can you imagine what Rush Limbaugh and all them people would do? I mean,
oh, no kidding. Yep.
I think that would be great. I'll get off the line. That's all I wanted to say. Harry,
thanks,
Harry done maxed me out for the night.
All right, thanks a lot, Barry, and you be safe up there in the snow. All right.
Yes, sir. Blessed be.
All right, thank you. Blessed be, my brother. Let's go to Kathy in East Bay, San Francisco. Kathy, welcome to the program.
Hey, Jeff. How you doing?
I'm doing good tonight.
I'm really happy that I got a chance to tune into Mike's show tonight because in the Bay Area, you guys are on KQKE, and you're preempted tonight by SFU basketball. So my Sirius rig and tuned into NOPAM on Sirius for the first time. I believe you guys started broadcasting on Monday, right?
I think so. Yeah. We picked up with them. Yeah, and they were running our stream for a little bit as well. We also got a big stream at NovaMradio.com. We got a big fat stream over there that holds like thousands and thousands of people. So if you're ever near a computer and you want to tune in, and they're running the ball game again, you can find us there as well. So
excellent. Well, I just wanted to say that I enjoyed Leonard's call very much. It's been a while since he's called in earlier in the show.
Boy,
I always enjoy hearing from him.
Yeah, you know, he ran for Senate a while back here. He tried to get into the primary, came up a little short on signatures, but was a real favorite of the anti-war movement here in Arizona. As somebody who actually had put his boots on the ground and his life on the line over there in Iraq, and I guess he was a bit of a muckraker when he was over there. He got in some trouble with the Pentagon for a blog he was running, trying to tell people what was really happening. And so that's kind of how he came to our attention. So.
Good luck to him and good on him.
He's a great guy.
Also wanted to shout out to my Democratic Underground brother who's driving up in Louisiana. I'm a fellow Democratic Undergrounder myself.
All right.
Yeah, just wanted to call and say, I'm not sure if anybody called about this on today's show, but in recent weeks, you know, I know we've heard that Charles Rangel has been kind of floating this draft idea.
Right.
And, of course, this has been hugely unpopular among most of the populace. But there was a news article today that I read, and what it said was that they're preparing to crank up the selective service computers and systems to give them a test.
Oh, really?
And,
interesting.
And they're saying that, of course, this test won't take place until 2008, so it's really just a test, and it's really of no concern. But I do believe that the reality is that Chugglenuts can just basically do an executive order, and it can be a fait accompli.
Yeah, you can probably do it at, 5 p.m. on a Friday night, so nobody knows about it, and he can just make a signing statement about it. He thinks he can just do whatever he wants. Hopefully.
Or have a meeting with the guy on Saturday about it.
Yeah.
Going to meet with Gates tomorrow, but we just want to bear in mind that the draft laws that were in place at the time of the Vietnam War are still there. What Rangel was floating was allowing women to be attached to it, too. So there isn't a new legislation. There's already legislation in place. So I think we want to keep our eyes and ears open about this.
Yeah, no kidding. I'm definitely against the draft. When Charlie Rangel first started talking about it, I was like, if this opens up the dialogue and starts talking about, of all people, Matt Damon was on Hardball the other day talking about who serves and why, and he goes like, we have a fighting class in this country. And it usually, not exclusively, but it usually tends to draw from the poorer families, and it's a way for people to sort of,
upwardly mobile.
To get a break, to get out of a bad living situation. And those are the people who go and fight and die. And the fact that it affects so few Americans, this war over there, then maybe that's sort of a downside to the volunteer army. And I think what Rangel was trying to do was start a conversation about, who's fighting and why. And hopefully.
Yes, and I fully understand.
I hope that's as far as it goes. Yeah.
Right. And I fully understand all the reaction to Rangel, but I'm hoping that this news that came out today about this testing of the SSS. Finally starts to maybe wake some of the kids up, and let's get them out there and speaking out against the war more powerfully.
Yeah, well, I'd like to. I'd love to see more of the youth involved. I remember when I was a younger man that's
you and me too,
that's
pal.
What stopped the Vietnam
too.
War. You know, so
right.
Hopefully we can engage the youth again. It's always heartening because every now and then we'll get a call to this program who's a teenager and is involved, and it's just it's just such a great feeling that there are some people in the younger generation who are aware and involved, and hopefully, more of them will become engaged. I guess it's up to us.
I hope that they do learn that they will have a stake in it no matter which way the draft goes, because we all do have a stake in it. Anyway, happy holidays. Thanks for playing all the cool JB. Really enjoying it.
Thanks,
take care. Thanks so much.
Take care now.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Let's go to our good buddy Sarge over in Mississippi. Sarge, how you doing tonight?
Jeff, I wasn't going to call in tonight, but I just had to say hello to you, my friend.
It's good talking to you. You know what? You sent me that piece to read, and I don't think I can read this over the air without breaking down, so you're welcome to give it a shot if you want.
It is wonderful. Bob Kincaid read it today on his show. So
good.
It is beautiful.
Yeah.
I just everyone go to WhiteRoseSociety.org, drop Ben a few dollars, and download it.
There
you don't
go.
Have to pay for it, but just drop him a few, because, heck, Ben does this for nothing, and he deserves it, man.
Well, hey, I was directing some folks over to your site earlier in the program over at unrelatednews.net. And
telling unreported
them, news. Unreported news, I'm sorry. What did I say?
Unrelated.
Oh, my God. Did I really say that?
Yeah.
I've been in front of this mic way too long.
Hey, look, Jeff, as much as time as you put in today, hey, we can overlook it.
All right. Yeah, unreportednews.net. Go over there, click on Sarge's name, and you can get a link over to Jimmy Yancey's group over in Jackson County, and you know, drop a few bucks over there and help those people.
Well,
people
that's what I wanted to mention tonight. I just really wanted to tell everybody that, you know, those that listened last night knows Malloy read the story about Leroy Johnson. You probably read it. It's on my site. And two children, their pictures, I got them up finally.
Yeah.
And I wanted to tell everybody, would you believe that donations doubled today?
Oh, wow. That's great.
And, you know, when you hear some sad and soul-dead individual like Harry, and it makes you happy to know that they're the minority.
Yeah.
You know, because that, and you feel sorry for them, because all that hate.
Yep.
You know, to hate that bad, that just eats away at them. And, you know, it's so much more joyous to say, you know, Mr. Johnson's going to have him a new home shortly.
Yep.
And that's a heck of a lot more than just hating him.
There's
Jeff,
there's a lot of happy stories out there. Sarge, thanks for all you do.
Oh, by the way, Leonard is with us, and if he'll start emailing the stories, I'll be posting them.
Oh, great. All right. Thanks, Sarge.
Okay.
Thanks for all you do. Have a Merry Christmas, brother.
Bye.
Take care. Our good friend Sarge, please do. Go check out that website, unreportednews.net. I think I said it right the first time, I hope. and do help out, folks. I can't tell you how infuriating it is that 16 months out, these people are still have not had the opportunity to put their lives back together. Hey, give me a call. I'm Jeff Farish. It's the Mike Malloy Show, 1-800-989-1480. We'll get to your phone calls right when we get back.
I've wanted so many things, I wanted so. But you experience the wants of living together. But now I understand what it means to be a man. So there's one thing I'd like to know. I've been good, Lord have mercy. So good, you know.
Back, it's the Mike Malloy Show, sponsored tonight by James Brown's Funky Christmas, right here on the Nova M Radio Network. 1-800-989-1480 is the phone number. My name's Jeff Farias, sitting in for Mike Malloy and the Malloy family as they prepare for their holiday. I do a weekend show here in Phoenix called the Truth to Power Hour. I got a website, truthtopowerhour.com. Check that out. There's a link there if you want to send me an email or get in touch with me or let me know what's happening in your corner of the world. Tonight's caller driven, folks. We're just trying to get as many phone calls in here as I can leading into this holiday season. What's on your mind? I wanted to share the story real quick with you, and then we'll jump right back to the phones. In Austin, Texas, this comes from the Austin Chronicle, 37th Street in Austin, just east of Guadalupe Road. Traditionally, for the last 20 years or so, the tradition is that all of the little bungalows along that stretch there, they go all out, and they put up all these different lights and Christmas decorations and street lights, and it draws thousands of processions of people coming through to check it out. And one house this year did something a little different. They created in their nativity scene Mary Cheney and her partner Heather Poe as the parents of the baby. And among the other, the wise men are Dick Cheney and Don Rumsfeld and all of the neocons gathered around celebrating Mary Cheney's Immaculate Conception. Because as many of you know, the openly gay daughter of the vice president is pregnant and going to be giving birth to another grandchild. And this has many in the Christian right up in arms. We're talking about it today around the office, and Kim Macias, our general sales manager, pointed out that, you know, gosh, what an amazing metaphor, because in the original story of Jesus' birth, this sort of non-traditional family, you know, Jesus did have two daddies, non-traditional family wanders around, can't get acceptance, can't get a place to bed down for the night, and they're finally taken in, and now we see same-sex couples like Mary Cheney and Heather Poe, not accepted by society, having to find a place to bed down for the night. It's just a startling juxtaposition, and my hat's off to the people down there in Austin who decided to make that presentation. And you can check it out. Who had it up? I think Huffington Post had it up on their website, a link to it. The picture is actually is amazing. You ought to check it out. Let's get back to the phones. First up in the queue is our buddy Alan over in Scottsdale, Arizona. Alan, welcome to the program.
Hello, Nova M Radio. Hi, Jeff. How are you and Ian?
We're doing well tonight. We're doing well. Merry Christmas to you, my friend.
Great. Before I start anything, let me say hello to Mike, Kathy, and Molly.
All right. Yeah.
Right. Hello, we miss you, but Jeff is doing a great job of holding the fort down for you.
Well, I thank you, sir.
It's quite amazing. I mean, we wait on the phone to talk to you for a long time because people are calling from all over the world to speak. And, you know, I just start off with one thing. I want to talk with you, but people call in, and then my list will grow.
Right, yep.
I've got a big list here, so I'll talk fast. This gentleman that called from New York, Harry.
Yeah.
Harry, you're a clown. If you're still listening, sir, you're a disgrace. I am a Christian. I am born again, but you are a disgrace. Now, Jeff, I've known Jeff for about a year. I know him. I've seen him physically. I've shaken his hand. I don't know anything about Jeff's religious beliefs, and I just found out about a few minutes ago. I tell you that just listening to you, Harry, for a couple of minutes, I know that Jeff is closer to a Christian than you are. I've listened to Jeff. I know him. I've seen the pain, the anguish in that man's voice, just looking at what has been done to this country and his concern for his fellow man. I know that he is closer to being a Christian than you can ever be, sir. You're disgusting. I am African-American. Yes, I'm African-American. I'm a Vietnam veteran. My daughter's a veteran. She's gone off to this war that your president has started. Yes. So I have no reason to apologize for anything. You're just disgusting. I mean, this man, he just got on my nerve just while I was just listening to him.
Yeah.
I wish he'd just go, and he's probably one of those right-wing chicken hawks that are for the war, but for the war at a distance.
Right, yep.
I mean, it just, let me not just go on because that man just upsets me. I just want to mention that Leonard, the young man that called before,
mm-hmm.
that man is a veteran from the war in Iraq. He fought in Iraq, and that man has a lot to say.
Yeah.
He's a fine man. He went off to war for the country, and he has a lot to say, and he loves this country. Sarge, God bless you, Sarge. I'm from New Orleans. I appreciate what you're doing in New Orleans and down there in Mississippi. God bless you for that, sir.
Alan, God bless you, and thank you for your call. Thank you for all you do, buddy.
Hey, keep up the great work,
Thanks
brother.
Thanks a lot, buddy. We got to go. It's the Mike Malloy
thank you.
Show. Christmas. We're all over that here in Phoenix, Arizona. It is odd, Christmas in Phoenix. You know, it's a, it looks like summer in Phoenix. It looks like every other time in Phoenix. It's brown. There's a lot of sand. There's a lot of dirt. There's a lot of cactus. We have two seasons in Arizona, really hot and preparing for really hot. That's pretty much it. But I love it out here. I love being in the desert. It's something, I don't know, something unearthly about it. I don't know how else to describe it. Hey, let's get back to the phones. My favorite harmonica player is on line one. Bill.
All right, Jeff.
How you doing, brother?
Why doesn't it surprise me that the hardest working man in progressive talk radio likes the hardest working man in rock and soul? Jeez, I'm just not surprised.
I love James.
But,
Brown.
You know, talking about my, you know, favorite bands, I'm going to go back to the way in the Wayback Machine there.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite all-time, old-time band, Alvin and the Boys. Remember how they did All I Want for Christmas?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, well, my new version goes All I Want for Christmas is Habeas Corpus.
Yeah, no kidding. All I want is my country back.
So I think if we start there, I really do, Jeff. I think if, you know, as these new ladies and gentlemen that we've put into this, into offices,
mm-hmm,
take their seats, if they start there.
Yeah, I think Dodd is starting there. Dodd has already come out and he said he's writing legislation to sort of repeal Bush's, I guess, Military Commissions Act is what they called it.
Do you remember how we spoke and I told you that would that one war is the basis of all other laws?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Obermann did a piece on it. He held up the Bill of Rights, the original Bill of Rights, the first 10, and pretty much without the habeas corpus, only one of the other nine still hold up, and it was the one that you can't have troops quartered in your home.
Idiot boy makes law enforcement suspect by doing things like that.
Yeah.
And you know, it just shows how the man doesn't see any scope. There's no scope to his thinking. You know, but there's no scope to this party's thinking. You know, they're one-way SOBs.
Yeah. It's all about the dollar, you know, and power and control. And, hopefully we'll see a difference come January when the new, Nancy Pelosi has a pretty ambitious plan for the first 100 hours, and hopefully, you know, we'll see it. And I don't think they should, I don't want to see them being appeasing, and I don't want to hear these excuses that, like, well, he's just going to veto it anyway. Let's pass something that we know will happen. No.
No, I want to see
the
United
right
Stand.
And make him veto it.
And you hear people on all the shows, you hear people complaining, you know, that they're afraid that the Democrats are going to lose their nerve, are going to lose their resolve.
Mm-hmm.
And you hear it in the people's voices. Well, I hear it. You hear it.
Well, we
saw it. I hope that they hear it. I hope that those people that are going back to their offices in the change of this year,
mm-hmm,
I hope that they hear it in our voices and they take it to heart.
We had the Senate for the first 2 years of the Bush administration, and we saw very little opposition. They all just rolled.
Yeah, well, that was when we were all trying to figure out what happened the day the two buildings fell down.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I'll never forgive them for using something so bad for their own aggrandizement. I'll never forgive them.
Yeah. And never forgive them for even, you know, all 9/11 theories aside, because I am a conspiracy theorist when it comes to 9/11. I am fully behind the 9/11 truth movement. But all of that aside, just look at our standing in the world on September 12th, 2001.
The greatest it's ever been.
Yeah, and how we've squandered that so quickly and so horribly. And
can you imagine what a better man than George Bush would have done with what he had in his grasp that day?
Yeah.
Could you imagine what I don't know, John Kennedy, about anybody.
Didn't mean anybody that bit. Yeah, exactly. Jimmy Carter.
Yeah, even Jimmy Carter.
Even Bush 1 would have handled this better, you know?
Well, I'm suspect of the whole Bush clan.
The family, yeah.
Yeah, I just, ever since Grandpa, I still say Hitler won the war. It just took him so many years later.
Yeah.
But
no kidding.
Merry Christmas, my friend, to you and yours. Know I love you greatly, all right?
Feelings mutual, Bill. You take care, buddy.
Take care.
Bye. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Hey, a quick program note. I am going to be doing my show tomorrow from 2 to 5 Mountain Time. So that's from 5 to, from 4 to 7 on the East Coast. 1 to 4 on the West Coast. Do check it out right here on NovaMRadio.com. I'll be talking about solar power tomorrow is the bulk of the show. Should be pretty interesting. So let's see. Who's up next? Our good buddy Ray in Baton Rouge. Ray, welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you. Jeff, how you doing?
I'm feeling pretty good. Actually, I'm starting to wind down. It's been a long day.
Yeah, I heard you this morning.
Yep.
By the way, I just have a little correction for you. The Immaculate Conception doesn't deal with the birth, with the conception of Christ. It's his mother. Catholic. It's the Catholics believing that Mary was immaculately conceived without sin. Little correction for you there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, I thought it was Christ was conceived.
No, that was the Assumption, the Annunciation. That was back March 25th.
You know, I was a Catholic. I should know that. It's been a while since they've seen me in
the Catholic
Church.
Yeah, March 25th is when the Annunciation it was. Anyway, just calling to tell you, to tell Mike's crowd, because I told you guys on Nova M the other day that we got some pictures of along the Gulf Coast of Mississippi.
Yeah.
Mark and I went down there. I took some pictures a week or so before.
Mm-hmm.
240 pictures we got on the net. On the web over at unreportednews.net.
Yep. Yeah, Mike O'Connor and I are morning board up. We're looking at those this morning, actually.
Yeah. And basically they're in chronological order as to where I was going down the street.
Right, like a travel log kind of. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's
pretty
stunning.
Unreportednews.net, and you did say on something else.
Yeah.
When you were talking to Sarge.
Sorry. Luckily, I was talking to Sarge.
Yeah, he caught it. Yeah. I heard it too. But anyway, yes, unreportednews.net. You can click on Ray, which is R-E-Y, short for Reno, and it'll get you right to it.
Right. Yeah.
I just want to tell folks about it.
It's just amazing that, you know, again, you took these pictures just a couple of weeks ago, right?
I took it back October 12th.
October 12th, right.
I was driving down the road, just snapping it as I was going. Didn't have time to.
Yeah.
Look through the viewfinder to make sure I had it accurate. You know?
A lot of it looks like the hurricane hit last week. You know,
yeah.
it's just stunning.
There's nothing there.
It's been that long. Yeah, it's just stunning to see that.
Yeah. Anyway, that's it.
All right. Thanks, Ray.
Okay.
You have yourself a Merry Christmas, buddy. Let's go to let's keep the phones moving, folks. It's caller driven all night tonight. I got Tom on the line in Phoenix. Tom. Oh no, I dropped Tom. Tom, please call me back. I'll get you on right first in the queue. I'll jump you ahead. Let's go to Frank in Phoenix. Frank.
Yes, Jeff.
Yes, how are you doing tonight?
Good. Thank you very much for what you do.
Thank you.
And I hope Harry calls again so we know what the real moral standards are of the Republicans and the neocons.
Yeah.
I'll have a real first upfront view of those type of people.
Yeah, I think Harry got into the eggnog a little early tonight. He wasn't his usual fervent self. He seemed a little subdued. I mean, no less racist or stupid, but a little bit subdued.
Yeah. Well, he can call back anytime we need to that kind of a showmanship.
Yeah,
no kidding.
Yeah, you know,
can see it.
People used to wonder, you know, I've been working on the Newcomb show for a couple of years, and people used to wonder, you know, why do you let all these conservatives on the air? And you're like, well, you know, I could tell you how ridiculous they are, or I could put one on the air, and he can prove it to you in a matter of seconds. So that's usually the route we've chosen to go.
Yeah. Well, I one of the other things that I'm concerned about is the other last caller was talking about the new Congress now and the House of Representatives. We've got a lot to do.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm very concerned. And the track record of our leadership, Democrat leadership, has a lot to be desired. And we just have to keep on with our representatives and stay on their back.
And the key word is representatives. We have to remind them on a weekly or daily basis that they represent us. And it's so much easier to do now. You have the telephone, you have the email, you can fax, you can drop a card in the mail. Robert Baumbach, who does the show here on Following Mine on Saturdays, he does a thing every week. He gives you 26, he goes A to Z, 26 reasons to write your representative or your congressman, and you know, encourages, put it on a postcard, simple words, send it out. You know, just take half an hour on a Sunday afternoon and write to your representatives and make sure they're accountable to what we elected them to go and do.
Yeah, the elections are done, they're over, but our work is not finished. It just started.
Absolutely.
And so we just got to keep on pressuring them and
keep at it.
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, a few months ago, I was out of country for a week or so, and whatever happened to Ed Schultz?
He's still on the air somewhere, just not here in Phoenix. When we lost our station back in March. We reached out to Ed and his people to help us get some funding together, and they ignored our calls for help, and then Ed went on the air and attacked us, tried to make it sound like we were frauds, that we were stealing people's money and we didn't know what we were doing. And then after we got on the air, he came on the air with Mike Newcomb and called Newcomb a pimp and insulted him personally, and said he was stealing from the listeners, and on and on and on. You can hear both of those segments at MikeNewcomb.net in the Best Of section. We saved those audio files because people ask us all the time whatever happened to Ed. We were shocked because we thought Ed was one of us.
Oh my God! Well, I didn't know nothing about that, but he sounded pretty straightforward. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, well, go check it out. Go to the website and hear it for yourself, Frank. Hey, thanks a lot for your call, buddy, and Merry Christmas.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
There it is. It's Alvin and the Chipmunks. I love it. I'm Jeff Ferris. It's the Mike Malloy Show. Alvin and the Chipmunks taking us to break. One more segment left. We got Tom in the queue. We'll get him. I might even throw in a little bit of audio if I don't get any other phone calls. There's a couple little clips I might throw in there. But we'll be right back, hopefully with more of your phone calls on November.
Okay, fellas, get ready. That was very good, Simon.
Naturally.
Very good, Theodore. Alvin, you were a little flat. Watch it, Alvin. Alvin.
Bells will be ringing. Glad, glad news. Oh, what a Christmas.
Back. It's the Mike Malloy Show. I'm Jeff Ferrier, sitting in for the Malloys this very evening. It's James Brown's Funky Christmas all night with us here tonight, folks. I'm glad I could share that with you. Glad I could talk to all you great folks tonight. Just got three more calls, and we've got about 6 minutes, so I ask you to please try and be brief if you can so we all get a chance to pitch in. It's Tom in Phoenix holding the longest. Tom, welcome back. Sorry I cut you off, buddy.
Oops. Hey, thanks for everything you guys do down there. You guys keep us sane.
Thank you.
Yeah, I've never called before, but I heard Harry, and I just had to call. I'm a liberal. I have been for my entire life, and I'm a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't understand where these Christian conservatives are coming from, because if you truly believe in the teachings of Jesus Christ, you can't possibly believe in, what Bush stands for.
Right. I think Jim Wallace from Sojourners points out there are 3,000 mentions in the Bible about helping the poor and the least among us, and zero about abortion or gay marriage.
Exactly. Right. And one of the biggest things in the Bible is thou shalt not kill.
Yeah.
Turn the other cheek. Love your enemy. And, I'm a liberal. I'm proud. I'm proud to be a Christian. And these people just make me sick, people like Harry and others. And I just want you and everybody to know that there are Democratic, Christians out there who believe in God, but also try to be fair to everybody, every religion,
mm-hmm.
and to help people.
Well, I think there are a lot of people who are more taken by the message of Christ rather than the message of the organized church, which is basically just a power structure.
Right.
It's a way of controlling a money factory, basically, which was, the one thing that Jesus got angry about, using the church for money, So, Tom, thanks a lot for your call, and you have a merry, merry Christmas and a happy holidays.
Same to you, and thank you for everything you do.
I appreciate that, Tom. Thank you. Let's go to Stephen in Phoenix. Stephen, welcome to the program this evening.
Thank you. I'm another Christian liberal, and Brother Tom, thank you for what you said. I'll just echo the same sentiments, and my gratitude to you, Jeff, for all that you do. Thank you for keeping the light of truth and helping maintaining the sanity of those of us who can see through this darkness. So keep up the good work, brother, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Thanks a lot for your thoughts, Stephen. I appreciate it. Let's go to Lee in Oregon. Lee, welcome to the program.
Hi. I wanted to bring up the point of Walmart, and they refuse to stop selling that Christian killing game.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, just a little while back, or about a year ago, George Carlin came out with a DVD, which was a comedy on religious something, and Walmart pulled that off of their shelves and said their customers wouldn't like that.
Wow. Yeah. No, they have no problem censoring stuff that if they think it's not, I don't know, moral or Christian or whatever. But yeah, I don't know if you've ever seen, I mean, that video game is just, it's just horrible. The idea is that you're converting people and you're killing the non-believers, and it's really kind of, you know, a pretty brutal and violent video game.
I've heard it talked about. I've never seen it, but, you know, the reasoning, at least as I was reading, is that, like, you know, our customers can choose what they want, and this is what they... But just a year ago, they had it, you know, just the opposite, where they pulled... Well, it was maybe a year and a half ago what they did.
Were they one of the ones who pulled the Dixie Chicks from their shelves as well?
I don't know about that, but I'm sure that they did George Carlin.
Right. Wow.
And I'm not sure if they did that one.
Right. Unbelievable.
Do I have time to say something else?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
The Rumsfeld... Mike played this when and Rumsfeld's going away sobbing speech that he said how terrible the Abu Ghraib torturing was. But
wow.
And he actually did that at the Pentagon as he was saying his memories or whatever and how terrible it was. But and what I get about the media is nobody asked him.
Why'd you sign off on it?
Yeah, and not just that is that his first act after this was to ban all cell phones with cameras and military carrying a small digital camera.
Right. So he basically feels bad he got caught.
Yeah,
there's any remorse for what actually happened.
Yeah, if he was sincere, he would have said, here's my private email and a telephone number.
Right.
And next time, email these to me directly and I'll take care of it.
Yeah.
I mean, it was ridiculous. But how come reporters don't ask him about this? Well, then why did you ban the use of taking pictures by the military?
Well, the bottom line is reporters who ask those questions never get to ask another one. So
they get
blacklisted and they never get called on again. So, hey, Lee,
thanks
a lot for your call tonight,
Merry
buddy.
Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Bye.
Hey, I want to play one audio clip for you before I go. Are we all set up for that? This is my favorite little piece of audio from Christmas, and then I'll say goodbye on the other side.
And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night, and lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown.
That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown. Hey, I want to thank Ian Huff. Everything you heard came through his nimble fingers this evening. I want to thank all of you who called the program. It was a real joy to talk to you this evening. I have so much fun doing this. I can't even describe it. I want to thank all of you who listened to the program. If it weren't for you out there, we wouldn't be here doing this. Thanks to all our sponsors who keep KPHX on the air. Thanks to all the people who work hard every day to keep this thing happening. Billy, Ian, Steve, Kim, Tom, all the mics. We got a whole bunch of mics over here. Again, thanks to all of you. Wish you all a Merry Christmas. I'll be back tomorrow at 2 p.m. Arizona time for my Truth to Power Hour. Hope to hear from you then. Merry Christmas.